们继续来查考但以理得胜的生活。
We continue to study Daniel's victorious life.
第一个但以理的得胜就是他能够把危机变成转机。
The first victory of Daniel was to turn from crisis into a turning point.
他的人生有三个危机。
He had three crises in his life.
但是每一次危机的结果都看到神的名在他身上得荣耀。
But in each and every circumstance, the name of the Lord Jesus, the name of God was glorified.
每一个危机的结果都看到他很清楚蒙神祝福。
And from the results of each crisis, we see how God blessed him.
一个重要的原因就是他坚守信仰的原则。
One of the main reasons was because he insisted on keeping the covenant of God.
他很清楚他的身份是什么。
He was very clear on what his identity was.
他是神的选民。
That he was the chosen people of God.
所以他想要讨神的喜欢。
And so he wanted to please God.
而且他也真的得到神的喜欢。
And he also really pleased the Lord.
所以神与他同在。
And so the Lord was with him.
每一个危机都可以突破。
So that every crisis was averted.
这是第一个成功。
And this was his first victory.
第二个成功。
In the second victory,
我们来看，回来看《但以理书》第六章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 6.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
但以理书第五章。
Daniel chapter
5. 十二节。
Verse 12.
请读。
This man, Daniel, whom the king called Belteshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means.
再看第六章的第三节。
And then please refer to chapter 6, verse 3. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom.
这个第六节讲大力乌王哈，他设立120个总督。
Here it records that King Darius appointed 120 satraps.
然后第三个，在这个120个人当中，又找三个人当总长。
In verse 2 of chapter 6, it says that under that there's also three administrators over them to rule the kingdom.
那是。总督在三个面前在他们面前呢，三人回复事务
And so the three administrators was controlling the whole kingdom.
那第三节说，但以理的美好的灵性超乎其他的总长跟总督。
But in verse 3, it says Daniel distinguished himself with his exceptional qualities above all others.
让我们来想到两件事情。
And this reminds us of two things.
第一件事情
The first thing.
但以理在政治场合里面的地位是什么
What is Daniel's position in politics?
就是王下来有三个总长
That underneath the king, there were three rulers.
那这个三个总长里面有一个就是但以理
And so one of these three rulers was Daniel.
这个等于说美国的总统奥巴马下来有三个人那但以理就是其中里面的一个
It is like Obama, our president, has three vice presidents underneath him, and one of them would be Daniel.
这是从政治来讲，但以理地位相当高。
So from the perspective of the government, Daniel enjoyed a high status.
那第三节就是从属灵上来讲。
And verse 3 was from the perspective of the spiritual point.
说但以理有美好的灵性。
That Daniel had exceptional qualities.
特别超乎其他的总长。
That he was heads and shoulders above anyone else.
诸位，请问，如果今天我们可以选择，你希望选择什么
？And so, may I ask, if you had a choice today, which one would you choose?
我们是希望成为一个非常出名、地位很高的人，还是希望成为一个灵性很好的人
？Do you wish to be successful and famous, or do you wish to be someone with high spirituality?
当然。如果两个都能够得到是最好。
Of course, if you're able to achieve both, It is wonderful.
但是如果两个要选一个，哪一个比较好？
But if you had to make the choice between these two, which one would you pick?
所以这就牵涉到一个问题。
And so here comes the question.
就是做人的价值到底在哪里？
What is the value of being a man?
我们今天常常看到人跟人在交谈过中就拿一个名片出来。
We see that among people, oftentimes when they communicate, they'll bring out their business cards.
这名片不外乎受过什么教育，曾经担过什么职任，然后现在在做什么。
The business card will entail their credentials and also their accolades with their current status and position.
那这个名片其实就是代表要让人知道我的价值在哪里。
And so this business card is to glorify in front of others what your value is.
所以在世界上为着要生活，有时候我们也需要有名片给别人。
And so in order to survive in this world, of course, we need to sometimes have our business cards ready.
但是当我们回到属灵的观点来看，
But coming back to the spiritual perspective,
那个名片上面印的教育头衔其实都是戏台上演戏的。
The name that is printed on your business card is only but a title, an actor's position on the stage.
一下台这个都没有了。
As soon as you come down from the stage, it disappears.
一死了这个都没有用了。
Once you die, all disappears.
有的还没有死，这个就没有用了。
And sometimes you lose it even before you die.
所以这个在告诉我们，人的价值不在乎别人怎么看我们。
So we learn that our value is not based on what others, how they regard us.
因为人看人是看外表。
Because humans only regard others based on their appearance.
但是神看人，就是看人的内心。
But how does God regard a person? He views the heart.
所以圣经在描写说，但以理有美好的灵性。
And so the Bible records that Daniel had exceptional qualities in his spirit.
以今天来讲，什么叫做美好的灵性？
And what does it mean to have exceptional qualities in spirit?
美好的灵性就是跟主耶稣一样的灵性。
An exceptional quality is something akin to Jesus Christ.
这个才叫做做人的价值。
And that is the value of man.
所以我们在教会里面不是在谈论你这世界上多大的成就，神给你世界上多大的祝福，这个不是最重要的。
And so today we don't boast about the blessings that God has given us, what status we have achieved.This is not important.
有时候我们来到教会，那个要先挂在会堂外面，不能带进来。
And so we need to park our titles and our successes outside the door of the chapel.
这样我们灵性才会进步。
And then our spirituality will improve.
我们才会存着单纯谦卑的心来敬拜神。
And then we can use a very simple, pure, innocent faith to approach God.
那真正人的价值是在他里面的灵性。
And so the true value of a man lies in his spirit.
那但以理的成功在哪里？
And so what is the success of Daniel?
但以理的成功是在最世俗的环境里面，他有最美好的灵性。
His greatest success is being able to achieve spiritual victory in a mundane world.
你知道政治的场合是很可怕的。
We can all understand that in the realm of politics, it is a very difficult one to survive in.
所以政治的场合没有永远的朋友，也没有永远的敌人。
And there is never a friend that's forever or an enemy that is forever.
只有共同的利益。
There is only the common good.
如果今天有利益，就是朋友。
And so if there is a benefit to someone, then they will be your friend.
明天没有利益，就是仇敌。
Tomorrow, if there is no benefit to that person becomes your enemy.
为着能够往上爬，可以把别人踏在脚下上去。
So in order to climb upward, you will step on others to get that gets in your way.
这是政治。
And this is politics.
但是在这个这么复杂的这个场合里面，但以理竟然有美好的灵性。
And yet we can see Daniel here among this terrible environment that he is able to have wonderful qualities.
这个就是他的得胜，这个就是他的成功。
This is his victory and this is his success.
这个就是我们需要学习的。
And this is what we must admire.
在很复杂的社会里面，
in this complicated society,
我们能够维持我们的灵性非常的好。
That we can endure with exceptional spiritual quality.
这需要很大的突破。
So it requires a lot of breakthrough.
不然的话，有时候我们一个人比方说你在生意场合转久了，这个人就有一种生意的气息在里面。
Because sometimes when we're embroiled in business too long, we will gain the business type of approach.
然后在政治的场合赚钱的这个人就有政治的讲话的政治的气味。
And if we were to work in a government, we may gain the ways of politics.
哎，但是有时候我们在教会里面看到人生意做得很好，或者说他也在政治里面当官，但是来到教会里面，发现这个人很单纯。
And so it is unusual. Sometimes we can see people in a church, even though they come from a governmental position or they come from a high status or business, they are able to act very humbly and pure in a church.
因为他很注重灵性。
Because they focus and value the spiritual quality.
这个就是但以理要让我们学习的。
And that is what Daniel, we can learn from Daniel.
那为什么他有美好的灵性？
And why is it that he has exceptional quality?
今天早上我们有提过。
We mentioned before,
第一个，他非常清楚他的身份。
That number one, he was very aware of his royal identity.
他有很多的身份。
He has many different identities.
一个是总长。
One, he was a administrator.
Yeah, prime minister.
Prime minister.
第二个。
And second,
他是神的选民。
Second, he was a chosen people of God.
这个是两个一般人看为最重要的。
And these will be the two things that most people regard highly.
但是他把神的这个神的选民这个身份提拔到最重要一个地位。
Daniel elevated his identity as a chosen people of God to the highest place.
所以我们可以看哦，但以理有没有刻意要去做官？
And so can we see, did Daniel try to strive to become high in the government officials?
从第一章看起来，但以理没有做任何一个计划要当总长。
We can see from the beginning of chapter 1, Daniel never schemed or designed to be a prime minister.
别人选就把他选上去了。
He was chosen by the blessing of God.
再来给他受教育，哎，神就给他比别人更有智慧。
Then after he was trained in a royal school, he then became more wise than anyone else.
再来神就给他有智慧解梦。
And then God also gave him the other gift to be able to see visions and interpret them.
就遇到很多的机会，他的表现比别人更好，自然就一直推上去，就变成总长了。
So with every chance and every opportunity, he was elevated and both highly regarded by man and God.
为什么？
And why is this?
因为神要让他上去，他就上去了。
Because if God wanted to elevate him, he will be elevated.
所以但以理坐在总长那个位置，是因为后面有一个神。
And the reason that Daniel is the prime minister today is because of God behind his back.
所以他很清楚，如果神拿掉，他就掉下来。
And so he was clearly aware that if God was to leave his life, he would fall.
因此但以理在做总长，他没有想要维持那个地位，而在信仰上妥协他的原则。
And so when Daniel wanted to maintain his prime minister position, he did not compromise the values or principles in God.
结果他没有妥协的结果，他那个地位更稳固。
Because he didn't compromise himself, his status was even more secure.
因为连神也看到，连那个王也看到神跟但以理同在。
Because even the king could see that God was clearly with Daniel.
所以对但以理有一个敬畏的心，他是有神同在的，而且敬畏他所拜的神。
And so they can see that the king was fearful and respectful to Daniel, and also the God that Daniel worshipped.
所以啊，我们做基督徒真的需要跟一般人在社会的场合用一种权谋、一种权术这样啊，在那里操纵，要让我们自己高升吗？实在是不需要。
And so as humans in this world, when we work, we don't need to play the political games that other people play.
如果神跟我们同在
，Because if God is with us，
如果神要祝福我
，If God wants to bless us，
你要赚钱是挡不住的。
If youIt is so easy for you to earn money.
你要升官是挡不住的。
It is easy for you to gain advancement, promotions.
但以理就是这样的。
Because Daniel was just like this.
所以他很清楚他自己的身份。
And so Daniel was quite aware of his identity.
然后他有原则。
And he also had principle.
做每一件事情到最后他有一个原则，这条线我不能退。
Because he was a man of principle, he had resolutions on what boundary lines he has set himself.
那还有一点非常重要。
Not to cross. And here is another important point.
我们回来看第六章。
In chapter 6.
但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse
10. 但以理知道这个禁令盖的玉玺，就到自己家里一日三次双膝跪在神面前祷告。感谢与素常一样，我们看这里啊，他那里每一天花时间与神交通。
We can see here in this verse that Daniel spent three times a day to communicate with God.
他应该是一个相当忙碌的人。
He must be a very busy man.
但是他每一天呢，三天跪在神面前祷告。
But he persevered every day to pray to God three times a day.
这是一个人要有美好的灵性一个很重要的方法。
And this is one of the most important aspects of building exceptional spiritual quality.
就是他有一个优先顺序，那个最重要的他没有把它拿掉。
And so when he has set his priority, he has kept them.
我曾经到非洲很多次。
I have been to Africa many times.
让我印象很深，就是回教徒怎么拜神。
I'm deeply impressed by the way the Muslims worship their God.
每一次我在奈及利亚要上飞机。
Every time I want to board a plane in Nigeria.
时间一到，回教徒就找一个角落，一条铺就铺上去，就开始朝固定的方向拜神。
No matter where they are, even if they're in an airport, they'll find a little corner, and they'll lay down their praying mats and immediately pray when the bell strikes.
你不管谁在看，那个时候没有关系。
It doesn't matter who is looking at them.
他祷告的时间就是祷告。
If it is their prayer time, they need to pray.
有一次我在加拿大在搭计程车。
And one time I was in Ghana and I was on boarding a taxi.
那计程车司机开得很快。
That taxi driver drove so fast.
我跟他讲不要开这么快啊，我要回家了。
I told him please don't drive so fast. I need to go home safely.
他说我祷告时间快到了。
He said I have to hurry because my prayer time is at hand.
就经过一条街啊，都是回教徒，全部都跪拜朝一个固定的方向。
Then as we passed the street, I saw everyone kneeling on the ground and they were all ready for their prayer time.
我们知道这回教这个宗教当然跟基督教不一样。
We understand the Muslim religion is different from our religion.
但是他们对他们的信仰那一种投入，那一种执着，确实是感动的。
But their spirit and their dedication to their God is very moving.
所以今天我们要有这个美好的灵性，需要有一些原则要持守。
And so today, if we want to build a spiritual exceptional quality, we need to have principles.
就是每一天时间一到，这个就是我跟神的时间。
We need to resolve that when the time comes, that is the time we need to pray to God.
这样啊，我们这样长久亲近神啊，灵性就会进步。
And so if we can persevere in this, then over time our spirituality will improve.
所以神对他的这一种对信仰的这种执着，确实也是有神很大给他很大的祝福。
And so because of his prayer life, God really blessed Daniel.
这是第二个成功。
And this is the second victory of his life.
在最世俗的环境里面有美好的灵性。
That in a worldly environment, he's able to have wonderful spirit.
第三个。
And the third victory.
但以理在这个活在世界里面，他能够超越世界。
Daniel was able to transcend the world of his time.
有时候我们看到一个人超越世界的方法，在不同的宗教有不同的方法。
We can see that today that different people, no matter what religion they're in, they can transcend their times.
佛教徒要超越世界，很多就是躲到深山里面去。
For many Muslims, for them to transcend the world, they will go into their monastery.
佛教徒。
For Buddhists, they need to hide in their monasteries.
把衣服穿成这灰色的，把那头发剃掉，来这样表示他的决心。
They'll shave their heads and they'll adorn the gray garments to show their resolve for their God.
但是主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
But Lord Jesus commands us not to depart from the world.
我们要活在这个世界。
That we will live in this world.
但是我们不属世界。
But we are not part of it.
那怎么不属世界？
How can we live here and not be part of it?
就是活在这个世界，要超越这个世界。
It is to live in this world but not belong to it.
那有时候这个我们就很难了解到底你在讲什么。
So what does it mean to transcend this world?
就是但以理，在但以理生活你就看得出来。
The example could be found in the life of Daniel.
他住在王宫里面。
Well, Daniel lived in the palace.
但是他超越了王宫舒服的生活。
But he transcended the pleasures of the palace.
也就是说，在那个王宫舒服的生活里面，他的信仰没有妥协。
And that during the life he had in the palace, he did not make compromises in his faith.
这是我们在第一章可以看得出来。
And we can see that clearly in chapter 1.
在第六章里面。
In chapter 6.
他没有为着保有他的职位，所以他信仰上妥协。
He did not compromise when he needed to maintain his status.
这个就是超越。
And so this was another example of transcendence.
你坐在那个位置，但是你已经超越那个位置，要不有没有都没有关系。但最重要，我信仰的原则不能够妥协。
Though he had that position, it didn't matter to him if he kept it or not, because his higher principle was to maintain his faith.
那在第五章里面
，In chapter five,
第五章里面我们看但以理啊做一件事情。
We see Daniel doing something.
我们看回来看第五章。
Chapter five.
在第五章的开始，波沙撒王在宴客。
King Belshazzar was giving a great banquet.
忽然间有一个手指头出来，在墙壁写字。
Suddenly, a non-human hand appeared, inscribing words on the wall.
第六节。
And verse six.
这个王啊，脸色变了，心力惊慌，腰好像脱节，彼此两气相撞。
Seeing this, his face turned pale, and he was so frightened that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way.
为什么？就是从来没有看过这样的事情发生。
Why is this? Because he has never witnessed something so amazing as this.
那他王也看不清楚这个到底什么意思。
The king could not understand the inscription on the wall.
结果这个太后就跟他推荐说：“你要找但以理来，他可以告诉你。”
And so the queen suggested to find Daniel to help him.
那但以理就来了，给他解释那个是什么意思。
And Daniel claimed to explain the mystery of that inscription.
好，我们看二十五节，第五章二十五节。
Chapter five, verse 25.
米尼提克的乌法尔心，二十六节。
And verse 26.
讲解就是这样，米尼就是我的神，已经数算你的日子到底完毕，二十七节。
Verse 27.
提克的就是你被在天平上显出你的亏欠。结果这个但以理他就借着这个意象就指出王的错误。
And through this interpretation of this words, Daniel pointed out the faults of the king.
使这个王能够改变，能够悔改。
To remind the king to repent of his ways.
这个也非常的不简单。
And this was also a very difficult thing.
因为这个王是一个有权威的人。
Because the king was a king of authority.
在地位上是比他还高。
He was greater than Daniel.
但是他今天看到这个是神给他的机会。
But today Daniel knew that this was his opportunity.
王得罪神，所以你要告诉他。
That when a king has sinned against God, to remind the king of the sin.
这个就是一种超越。
And so this is again an example of his transcendence.
他知道他今天坐在那个位置有一个责任，就是王错了，要告诉他。
That his job was to point out the faults of the king to him.
二十二节。
And verse 22.
第五章二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
波沙撒，你是他的儿子，你虽然知道这一切，你的心仍不自卑。在这里他提到他的爸爸，波沙撒的爸爸就是尼布甲尼撒王。
And so he said to King Belshazzar, reminding him of his father, King Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王因为骄傲，所以变成野兽，变成牛。
And because his father Nebuchadnezzar was so proud, he was stripped of his glory and driven away like a because of his craziness.
在外面吃草七年。
He had a mind of an animal living on wild grass for 7 years.
学会谦卑，神就带回来让他当王。
And only when he humbled himself did God restore his position.
你现在你是他的儿子，你看到你的爸爸的错误，你没有学教训。
And now you.O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, even though you know all this.
你竟然用神殿的器皿用来宴客。
You even use the holy artifacts of God's temple to come dine with your guests.
这是得罪神的。
This is a sin against God.
所以他就指出他的错误。
And so his faults were pointed out.
因此，这个王在神的天平上有亏欠。
And so this king was found wanting when weighed on the scales of heaven.
所以让我们知道说，每一个人的行为将来都要在神的天平上称。
And so it is fearful to imagine that every one of us has our deeds that will be weighed by God in the future.
一边就是神给我们的救恩。
And one side is the salvation that He has given to us.
另外一边就是我们的生活。
And the other side is our real life.
有亏欠就是我们的生活没有分量。
If we are found wanting, that means we have no weight before the Lord.
那个叫做亏欠。
And we're falling short of the glory of God.
那这就是当时的王所亏欠的。
And that is where this king fell short.
所以那天晚上这个王就死了。
And that night, King Belshazzar passed away.
所以让我们知道啊，一个人哦，最重要要敬畏神。
And so it is important to know that to fear God is the most important thing in our lives.
得罪人，有时候他也没有办法把你怎样。
Sometimes if we offend someone, there's nothing that person can really do to you.
但是如果得罪神，这就不得了。
But if you sin against God, then the consequences are indeed frightening.
所以中国说。祸罪于天无所祷也你如果得罪的天天啊就没有人能够替你祷告
So there is a Chinese proverb that says if you sin against heaven there is no one that can atone for you
那个天就是神啊
And that heaven is God himself
那这个波沙撒王就是得罪的神
And so King Belshazzar sinned against the mighty God
所以有亏欠
And so he was found wanting
啊，因此那天晚上他就死了
And so that night he was murdered
所以但以理啊虽然在这个世界但是他超越世界
And so even though Daniel was in the world he was not of it
那在第九章里面
And in chapter 9
我们看但以理虽然坐在这个宰相的地位
Even though Daniel was a prime minister
他的心在哪里
Where was his heart
我们看第九章
We can see chapter 9
第二节
Verse 2
就是他在位的第一年我但以理从书上得知神的话临到先知耶利米论到耶利米耶路撒冷荒凉年数七十年为满第三节
Verse 3.
我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祷告恳求。但以理现在做了另外一个大力乌王的总理。
So we can see now, Daniel is a prime minister.
Yeah.
Under the reign of Darius.
然后他从圣经的话知道神的预言。
And when he was reading from the scriptures, he found the prophecy of God.
然后第三节，他就开始为耶路撒冷代祷，求神赦免。
Once he read that, he turned to God and pleaded with God in prayer and petition and fasting.
所以我们可以看出来，虽然但以理在从事政治，但是他的心，真正的心是在神那里。
We can see that even though Daniel was working as a government official, his heart really lay with God's kingdom.
所以从第十章到第十一章，我们可以看到但以理看到异象。
So we can see, recording Daniel chapter 10 and 11, that he saw many visions.
那这个异象就是有关乎将来世界末日的。
And these visions are to prophesy the things that will happen in the end time.
所以这个但以理呢，就是一种人活在这个世界，但是他真的是超越世界。
So we can see that Daniel really transcended the world of his time.
今天我们在这个世界里面
And today we are living in the same world.
我们需要有相同的心态
We need to have the same heart as Daniel.
就是人活在这个世界但是我们的心要常常停留在属灵的事情上
Even though we live in this world, our heart needs to be dwelling on the spiritual matters of God.
常常读圣经去思想神的话
Often reading the Bible to meditate on His Word.
去研究圣经，明白神的旨意。
To study His Word and to understand the will of God.
那是我们能够常常亲近神。
So we want to draw ourselves closer to God every day.
这是他的成功，因为他超越。
And just as Daniel to be victorious in transcending this life.
他的心没有被他在世界上的成功所吸引下来。
His heart was not entrapped by the victories or the successes of this world.
他的心停留在神那里。
His heart remained with God.
那这样的一个人，到底他最后人生的结论是什么？
And so what is the conclusion of a man like Daniel?
这个最重要。
And this is the most important.
活的一辈子，到底我们的结论是什么？
That at the end of our life, what is our conclusion?
我们看但以理书第十章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 10.
十一节。
Verse 11. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling.
十九节。
Verse 19. Do not be afraid, O man, highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I said, strengthen, and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.
这里神说他是大蒙眷爱的。
In both verses, it says that he was a man that was highly esteemed.
这个英文叫 highly esteemed, 在神看起来神的评价很高。
That in the scale of God, he weighed he was very valuable.
这个最重要。
And this is the most important.
我们人活着一辈子，这个最重要。
If we can live our whole life, this is the most important thing to have.
就是神来评价我们非常高。
And what is God's scoring of our lives? Are we highly esteemed or not by God?
至于有没有当总长，其实那个已经不重要。
And whether or not we achieve great positions in this world means nothing.
因为那个都过去了。
Because one day it'll vanish.
所以但以理是神蒙神眷爱的。
And so we know Daniel is dearly loved by God.
好，我们再看十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
但以理书的十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你且去，要等候结局。因为你必安歇到末期，你必起来享受你的福分。
As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance.
这就说你要安歇。
Here it says you will rest.
然后你要起来。
Then you will get up.
安歇是什么？
And what does it mean to rest?
安歇就是死。
And that means to die.
为什么死叫安歇？
Why is die resting?
因为在神的乐园里面。
Because he's resting in the paradise of God.
所以他从王宫进到乐园。
Then Daniel went into the paradise of God to rest.
这个才叫真正的成功。
And this is true victory.
真正的成功不只是地上。
A true victory is not just the victory in this world.
而是死的时候，你要去哪里？
But where would you go after you die?
这里说你要享受安歇。
And so here it says that you will enjoy eternal rest.
这个就在乐园。
And that is for Daniel in paradise.
那末期你要起来。
And then at the end time, you'll rise.
起来是什么？复活。
What does it mean, rise? It means resurrection.
但以理还会再复活。
Daniel will resurrect one day.
那复活做什么？
To do what?
享受你的福分。
To receive your allotted inheritance.
这个福分在哪里？在天国。
And where is this inheritance? It's in heaven.
所以但以理的结论。
And so the conclusion of Daniel.
就是他虽然死了，现在在乐园。
That even though he's dead and he's in paradise today,
他将来要复活，在天国享受福分。
One day he shall resurrect and enjoy his glories in heaven.
这个是整个但以理一生的结论。
And that is the full conclusion of his life.
这个叫做成功。
This is called victory.
所以诸位，我们大家都很希望在世界上有成就。
So brothers and sisters, we all wish to have success in this world.
我们也可以努力。
And we will work hard for it.
神也可能会在某种程度祝福我们。
And to a certain extent, God may bless us.
但这不是最重要。
But this is not the most important thing.
最重要要在信仰上成功。
The most important thing today is to have success in your spiritual life.
让神看我们是一个有价值的人。
That when God views us, He highly esteems us for our value.
死了能在乐园。
And that one day we can rest in paradise.
复活要上天国。
And to resurrect to receive our inheritance in heaven.
这个才叫真正的成功。
And this is true success.
是我们每一个人需要努力的。
This is what we strive for.
唱诗。
Sing him.
449.
449.
来高笑大国民，你来的方的庄阿爸，总会说因分内天贵，安天下我不怕那。Them helpless race, thy mercy all in men and free. Oh, praise by God, it reaches me. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die?Sin and nature thy eye defers a quickening ray. Thy walk the drunken flame will die. My chains are all, my heart was free.
authority, amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? No condemnation for your heart. Jesus and all in him is mine. My living hand and crawl in righteousness divine. Oh, I approach the eternal throne and crack the cry to cry my own. Amazing love, how can that thou, my God, should die for me.
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在最后要来祷告。
Now we'll concluding prayer.
啊，结束我们小的聚会。
To conclude our afternoon service.
我们一年就要即将过去。
One year has now passed, almost passed.
新的年又将来到。
And a new year is at hand.
哦，求主带领我们。
May the Lord help us.
让每一个人有感恩的心。
That everyone will have a grateful heart.
在年底来数算神的恩典。
To recount all of His blessings to us.
也求主带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
让我们新的志向。
That we have set new resolutions.
在新的一年能够过一个得胜的生活。
New year to live a victorious life.
像大尼尼一样。
Like Daniel.
使神的名能够在我们生活中得到荣耀。
So that others will praise and glorify His name.
使神的恩典能够充充满满。的显明在我们身上。
So that God's blessing could be clearly evident in our lives.
我们一起来祷告。
Pray together.